And the chief is ultimately responsible for everything. Even if the chief is not on the scene, by law, he's responsible for the actions of the fire department or misactions of the fire department. It's a very, very, for a volunteer position, it's a very, very demanding and difficult and a job that state law, but in the state of New York, the only person that has more power than a chief of a fire department is the governor of the state of New York. That's, the chief can basically do anything. He can order the police to do things. He can order anyone at any time to do anything within his purview. He can ban people from going into their own residences. He can shut down commercial businesses. He can shut down streets. He can shut down railroads. Anything. The chief has the power by law to do that. And again, as like I say, there's a lot of weight on the chief's shoulder or the deputy chief's when they're not there, or the captain's or the ex-chief's when there's a major situation and there are no chiefs there. It's usually turns to the captains and the ex-chiefs, and if there are no captains there, which there could be, then you know the ex-chiefs have to jump into action and do what they have to do.